Today we're building something small that makes a huge difference in a drum and bass track, an old-school ride groove layered creatively with macro controls in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is a beginner lesson, so don't worry if you're not deep into sound design yet. The whole point here is to take a simple ride pattern and turn it into a flexible energy layer that can move with your arrangement. Not just a loop that repeats forever, but a ride part that can go from dark and restrained, to bright and wide, to tense and stripped back. All without rebuilding the part from scratch. In drum and bass, that matters a lot. At 170 to 174 BPM, tiny changes in tone, decay, width, and movement can completely change the feel of the groove. A ride isn't usually the star of the show. Think of it more like motion in the top end. It sits above the kick, snare, and break and helps push everything forward. So let's get into it. First, start a new Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you already have a drum group going, that's fine too. Create a new MIDI track and name it something clear like Ride Layer. Good organization helps way more than people think, especially when you start automating things later. For your first layer, choose a bright ride sample or any clean metallic percussion sound with a nice tail. It doesn't have to be a perfect ride sample. What you want is something that cuts through, has enough sustain to feel like a ride, and doesn't have too much low-end junk in it. If it sounds a little harsh right now, that's okay. We're going to shape it. Now program a simple old-school style ride pattern. A good starting point is a pulse on the offbeats, with some velocity variation so it doesn't sound mechanical. You can start with a one-bar pattern, then duplicate it to two bars. Try this. Place ride hits on every offbeat, then lower every second hit a little in velocity, maybe 10 to 20%. Add one extra ghost hit near the end of bar 2, just before the snare, so the groove lifts into the next phrase. That little detail can make the loop feel much more alive. And here's an important mindset shift. The ride should support the drum break, not fight it. If your pattern is masking the snare or crowding the hats, simplify it. In DNB, space is part of the groove. Now we're going to create a second layer. This is where the sound starts to feel bigger and more intentional. Duplicate the track, or if you want a tighter workflow, build both sounds inside one instrument rack using two chains. For the second layer, use a darker or shorter metallic sound. It can even be the same sample with some filtering. The idea is to give the ride both presence and body. So now you've got two layers. One bright ride for clarity and cut, one darker ride for weight, glue, and width. Inside each chain, keep the processing simple. Use stock devices only. A clean order could be simpler, then EQ8, then saturator, then utility. You don't need a huge chain here. In fact, one of the biggest beginner mistakes is overprocessing before the groove even feels good. For EQ8, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz to clean up low-end mud. Rides don't need that low mid haze. For saturator, add just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, to give the ride some edge and density. Utility is perfect for gain staging and width control. If the second layer feels too shiny, darken it a bit. You can low pass it, transpose it down a few semitones, or just turn it down and let it sit behind the brighter layer. The goal is balance, not competition. Now group those layers into an instrument rack if you haven't already. Name the chains clearly, bright ride and dark ride. That alone will save you time later. A clean rack is a fast rack. This is where the lesson gets fun. Macro controls. Map the most useful parameters to a small set of macros so you can shape the ride quickly without hunting through plugins. Keep each macro doing one obvious job. That makes it much easier to perform and automate musically. A great beginner macro setup is this. Macro 1 for ride tone. This can control EQ shelf or filter cutoff, so you can open or close the brightness. Macro 2 for ride width. Use this to widen the brighter layer, or the rack overall if needed. Macro 3 for ride drive. Map this to saturator drive so you can add more grit and energy when needed. Macro 4 for ride decay. If your sample and simpler settings allow it, use this for release or fade. Macro 5 for ride space control reverb amount, either on a return or inside the rack. Macro 6 for ride dark blend. Use this to balance the bright and dark layers against each other. That last one is especially useful when the track needs tension. Pull the dark blend down and let the ride become more focused. When you want release, bring the darker layer up a little so the top end feels smoother and wider. A really useful production trick here is to think of the ride as a motion layer, not a lead element. If you notice yourself focusing on the ride more than the snare, it's probably too loud, too bright, or too busy. Now let's add movement. Instead of drawing a bunch of tiny MIDI edits, automate the macros over the arrangement. That's the easiest beginner-friendly way to make the ride feel alive over time. For example, you can slowly open the tone over 8 bars in a build. You can add a touch more drive in the drop. And you can reduce the space in the drop so things feel more direct and punchy. If you want a little more control, add an auto filter on the rack. Use low pass mode for breakdowns, and slowly open the cutoff from around 4 kHz up to 12 or 14 kHz. Don't overdo the resonance. Just enough to give it a little bite is plenty. For space, use a return track with a short reverb or a subtle echo. Keep the mix low. The goal is to suggest space, not wash out the groove. In drum and bass, especially darker styles, too much reverb can blur the break and make the track lose impact. Now let's tighten the groove a bit. Old school ride patterns often feel better with a touch of swing. If you want, use Ableton's Groove Pool lightly and try a small amount of swing, something in the 54-58% range. Keep it subtle. The ride should still lock with the snare. If the pattern feels too splashy, shorten the decay, reduce the reverb, and clean up the top end a bit. If it feels too stiff, do the opposite. Add a little sustain, a touch more saturation, and maybe nudge a few notes slightly for feel. This is one of those drum and bass details that really matters. At high tempo, small changes in tone and timing are often more powerful than huge changes in the notes themselves. Now think in sections, not just loops. For example, in the intro, keep the ride darker and narrower in the build. Open the tone and maybe add a bit of drive in the drop. Make it brighter and more energetic in the breakdown. Bring the space back and close it down again. That contrast is what makes the ride feel like it belongs to the arrangement. You're not just making a loop, you're giving the track a sense of progression. Here's a simple way to work. Use one main MIDI clip duplicated across your song sections. Change only 2 or 3 macros per section. Keep the core rhythm the same. That way, the groove stays recognizable, but the energy evolves. That's exactly what you want in a DNB arrangement. A few quick reminders before you finish. Don't make the ride too loud. High pass the low mid so it doesn't cloud the bass. Avoid over widening the top end. Don't automate too many things at once, and always listen to the ride in context with the drums, not in solo. That last one is huge. A ride can sound amazing by itself and still ruin the mix once the snare and bass come in. So keep checking it with the full drum pattern. If you want a faster workflow, save the rack as a preset once it's working. That way, you can reuse it in future projects and just swap samples or tweak the macros. That's a real producer move, and it saves a ton of time. Here's a great mini practice challenge. Build a 2-chain ride rack. Use 1 bright sample and 1 darker sample. Make a 2-bar groove with offbeats and velocity variation. High pass both layers. Add a little saturation to the bright layer. Map 4 macros: tone, width, drive, and dark blend. Then automate those macros across 8 bars so the ride starts darker and narrower, then opens up brighter and wider. If it works at low volume and still feels good with kick, snare, and bass, then you've got it. So the big takeaway is this. Layering gives you more control. Macros make the ride fast to shape. Simple stock devices are enough, and in drum and bass, the ride should create motion, not clutter. Build it once, save it, and now you've got a reusable old-school DNB ride groove rack that can move with your track from intro to drop. That's a strong workflow, and it sounds proper when it hits.